Well, I'm not quite sure what to say. I had a very interesting experience tonight at the gas station when we stopped to fill up the car. Apparently, I completely pass. This makes things difficult because my PayPal card is still in my girl name, and I haven't yet got around to dealing with the hassles of getting it reissued with my new name and getting my PayPal name changed over to my correct name. But apparently, I totally pass, and in fact, I can't remember the last time I got mammed. I was pretty shocked, actually. I asked Danny about it, and he says, well, you know, even when your voice is really high, you still sound like a tenor. And I said, well, but when I talk in this range, in my head, it still sounds like my girl voice. And he said, then you don't know what you sound like, so you need to find out. So that's basically why I'm recording this, is to find out what I do sound like. A couple things that have come to mind because of the fact that I pass is I still have not used a men's room, you know, like a male men's room out in public, because I'm afraid to go in them, because I'm afraid that I'm going to do something that's totally against, you know, heterosexual male bathroom etiquette. Even though Danny has told me about it, it's still not the same as experiencing it, and I'm worried that I might get read, or worse, taken for a biological gay man who's coming on to someone and get beaten, you know, get the shit beaten out of me. The other thing that was kind of funny tonight was that at the gas station, of course, because I totally pass, the guy served me, and then I handed him my PayPal card, which had my girl name on it, and he looked at it, and he kind of squinted at me, but I think he was afraid of me, because he didn't ask me for identification. He just went ahead and ran the card, and then handed it back to me, and let me sign for it, and I had to remember to sign my girl name, which was funny. And it was embarrassing, and at the same time, it was really affirming that I do, in fact, pass, and that I am, in fact, being seen as male. Danny says that my tits no longer look like woman tits because I've been working out. They've been getting flatter and smaller, and that they really just do look like man tits, at least under a shirt. I still don't think they do without the shirt on, but that's because I haven't seen any men with tits as big as mine, so that might be why. I've been doing a lot of thinking about the whole process of transitioning. And it's interesting now because there are some people on the Tranny Fags list that are where I was a few years back. And I just realized that on June 16th, I just passed the second anniversary of having come out. No, third anniversary of having come out as trans. And it was really shocking to me that I had actually been out for 3 years. It doesn't seem like that long. And it's scary because I mean it's scary in a good way and in a bad way, because I had never conceived that I would be where I am now 3 years ago. I mean, 3 years ago, any transition was somewhere far off in the future. It would happen eventually if I got the money, you know. And now, I mean, yeah, financially, I'm not in any better situation than I am or than I was then, and in fact, kind of a worse situation as far as finances. But I'm still getting it taken care of. I'm still moving forward. And just that is so amazing and so affirming, to know that I can do this and that I will not be damaged by it, that my children are not damaged by it, that even my ex-husband is not damaged by it. And you know what? If my mom is damaged by it, that is her problem, not mine. And sometimes it's hard for me to remember that. But other times I realized, you know, her baggage is her baggage. She can leave it in the baggage claim or carry it around. I don't care. But I'm not going to help her with it because she doesn't want help with it. She wants to hold on to it. And that's her issues. That's her problems. I refuse to be the daughter that she wanted me to be just because I was born with the wrong genitalia. That is not my fault. And that is not my problem. And I love my children, and I'm glad I have them, and I'm glad that I won't have to worry about that anymore, because, quite frankly, I don't think I can handle any more kids. And it's just been really affirming to know that I can do this, and that it isn't going to kill me just because I'm changing, that change will not kill me. That's something that I've been working very hard on learning, and I know Trinker and a couple of others are probably sitting there thinking, well, you know, but why haven't you succeeded yet? And that's probably unfair to Trinker, but she was the first one that came to mind because she's so good at pointing out where I haven't progressed yet that it's kind of difficult sometimes when I read her responses to my posts. And that is not to say that Trinker, you know, is not a good person. I like her very much. I'm just kind of intimidated by her sometimes because, like I said, she is so good at doing that, but I do appreciate her doing that. And I don't want anybody going away from listening to this thinking that just because I have issues that she's so good at pointing out makes her a bad person. It doesn't. In fact, I really appreciate her help most of the time. But transitioning has just been a roller coaster, and it's been exciting, and it's been a whole bunch of things that I never thought it would be. And the one thing it hasn't been is terrifying. After it started, it was only scary up until I stuck that, until I had that needle stuck into my leg. And after that, it was just like, oh, I want to see what happens next.